Знаете, там онлайн тоже ожидают.
You know, online people, they're also waiting, expecting.
Давайте им подарим всем аплодисменты.
Let's give them some applause.
Мы вас приветствуем.
We greet you.
Жди.
And expect.
Вот я тебе советую, если ты в прямом эфире.
If you are there online,
в туалет беги сейчас, за водой сейчас, потом
you know,
будет поздно.
Run to the bathroom right now, get your water right now, because then you have no time.
Аминь, я не шучу, это правда.
And I'm not joking, it's true.
Знаете, перед тем, как позвать сюда Джеффа,
before I called Jeff here,
я знаю, что у многих здесь сейчас проблема.
I know that many of us have an issue also.
Многие из вас определенное то, что будет, возложили на Джеффа.
You know, some of you said that you put the responsibility that what will happen today on Jeff.
И знаете, это как-то подсознательно, а не сознательно.
And you know how it is on some conscious level, not the conscious level.
Вот, знаете, я сейчас стою на сцене.
You know, right here I'm standing on the stage.
Я сильно в туалет хочу.
And I really want to go to the bathroom, for example.
А поздно в прямом эфире.
But that's
примеру.
Yeah, I'm online, you know.
Кто может вместо меня сходить в туалет сейчас?
Who can go, you know, who can go to the bathroom instead of me?
Не можешь. Ты вместо меня покушать, попить, чтобы я перехотел кушать и жаждать.
You need to get, you know, to eat something, to drink something that you will not have anymore those desires.
Понимаешь, о чем я говорю, да?
You know what I'm talking about,
вот есть
right?
некоторые вещи, которые только от тебя зависят. Все.
There are certain things that depend only on you. That's it.
Извините за такие примеры.
I'm sorry about those examples.
Но они как-то доходчивее.
But I think people are they might understand them more clearly.
Скажи аминь.
Say amen.
Поэтому Джефф не ответственный за твое сердце. Услышь меня.
So please hear me out. Jeff is not responsible for your heart.
И даже Иисус не ответственный за твое сердце.
And even Jesus is not responsible for your heart.
Поэтому просто что тебе нужно сейчас?
So what you need to do right now?
Расслабься.
Is relax.
Расслабься.
Relax.
Все, вот. Открой свое сердце.
Open your heart.
Бог.
And God.
Удиви меня сегодня.
God, amaze me today.
Аминь.
Amen.
Все, что тебе нужно, удиви меня
сегодня. That's all you need to do is God, ask God, please amaze me today.
И когда Бог тебя будет удивлять,
and when God will amaze you,
не кричи, сатана, пошел вон отсюда.
Don't cry, you know, Satan, get away from me.
Хорошо, ну просто, чтобы тебе легче стало.
But simply, you know, for you to feel, you know, at ease.
Если ты обращаешься к Богу, дьявол не может вмешаться, услышь.
You know, I'm telling you, if you have a relationship with God, devil cannot intervene.
Супер. Супер.
Great.
Хорошо, еще раз подари аплодисменты Иисусу.
So let's applause to Jesus.
Я знаю, что здесь на этом месте много людей, которые чувствуют, видят духовный мир.
I know that many people who are present here, they able to hear, see the spiritual world.
И многие уже видят, что происходит и будет происходить.
And many of you already seeing what is happening right now and will happen.
Но обращаюсь к тем людям, которые не видят.
And I'm turning and addressing to the people who don't see it yet.
Поверь.
Believe it.
Аминь.
Amen.
Что давайте поприветствуем нашего друга.
So let us greet our friend.
Джефф Дженсен.
Jeff Jensen.
Это русский человек.
This is a Russian person.
Он сам, он с аэропорта ехал, сказал, будет бомба, по-русски.
You know, when we were driving from the airport, he spoke in clear Russian, there will be a bomb.
Кто меня знает, тот понимает, что у меня с английским проблема.
If some of you know me personally, you know that I, you know, I have some troubles with English.
Он меня понимает по-русски.
But this guy, he understands me, my Russian.
Джо, спасибо тебе большое.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to have the worship team come back up.
Пожалуйста, я хочу попросить команду поклонения выйти еще раз.
And I'm going to ask for the lights to go back down the way that they were before.
Я попрошу, чтобы опять свет вернулся в то же самое состояние, каким он был раньше.
And this is what I've come to understand.
Вот к чему я пришел, к такому пониманию.
I understand that God inhabits the praises of his people.
Я понимаю, что Бог пребывает среди славословия его народа. Кто из вас верит в это?
Can I get just a little bit more on this?
Может быть, чуть-чуть больше на его микрофон.
God inhabits the praises of his people.
Бог пребывает в хвале его народа.
That means he lives.
Он означает, он живет.
His house.
Его дом.
Is built upon praise.
Он построен на хвале.
So tonight we're gonna, or this afternoon.
Поэтому сегодня по
полудню. Kind of feels like tonight.
Но, кажется, вот вечер уже
наступил. We're going to worship the Lord just a few more moments. And we're going to release a shout. Can you play, just kind of play the keyboards? We're going to play that same song that we just did.
Okay.
Just kind of real lightly.
Немножко так легонько.
And this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to stand.
Я попрошу вас, пожалуйста, все встаньте.
And we're going to go back into a place of honor.
Давайте вернемся назад.
We're going to go back into a place of worship.
Чести, место поклонения.
We're going to go back into a place of atmosphere
место, где атмосфера
with God.
Атмосфера с Богом.
And what I want to do is this.
Там мы будем это делать.
I want to open up the front.
Я хочу открыть, сказать, что это
место. I want you to step out from where you're at.
Где вы можете выходить вперед?
And I want you to step forward.
Я хочу, чтобы вы могли выйти вперед.
You can stand in the back.
Вы можете остаться там, стоять сзади. Вы можете здесь, в стороне стоять.
But I want you to step into a new place.
Я хочу, чтобы вы перешли в новое место.
You can step up, step out, step to the side, come to the front.
Вы можете встать вперед, встать сбоку.
Step into a new place.
Пожалуйста, как бы перейдите в новое место.
Something happens when we do something new. Come on.
Когда мы сделаем что-то,
people coming, just,
когда люди выходят,
there's something about standing before the Lord.
Есть что-то в том, что когда вы стоите пред
Господом. When Solomon was dedicating the temple,
когда Соломон посвящал храм,
he had the people stand.
Люди стояли.
He had them step forward.
Люди выходили вперед.
He had them stand before the Lord.
Они стояли пред Господом.
This afternoon we're going to stand
before the Lord. Сегодня пополудни мы будем стоять с вами здесь пред Господом.
And I believe miracles will happen.
Я верю, что чудеса будут происходить.
I believe wonderful things will take place. We're
going to
stand before the Lord. We're going to worship the Lord.
Мы будем поклоняться Господу.
So I want to go back into this song.
Поэтому, когда мы играем эту песню,
Terry, I want you to get ready. I read the mic with the shofar. Let's go ahead and worship.
Поклоняйтесь.
You know that I want to love you more, love you more.
Psalm 47 says, verse 5, it says, God ascends in the midst of shouting. God ascends, He is lifted up, God begins to move.
Бог начинает
in the midst of shouting,
посреди восклицаний,
the Lord moves with the sound of a trumpet.
Когда звук трубы идет.
God, so the scripture says,
поэтому Писание говорит,
it says, clap your hands,
сказано,
all you people, shout to God with a voice of triumph. What we're gonna do. do this. We're going to do this corporately. It says, clap your hands. And then it says, shout to God. For God begins to move. Something happens when you shout. And it's not just like shouting at a baseball game or a football game. This is a different kind of a shout. This is a shout of victory. It's a shout to God. Something happens when you shout. So today we're going to shout. We're going to shout victory. We're going to shout the shout of God. That God is in our midst. The Bible says that God, He begins to move. He begins to move when we shout. And He begins to move with the sound of the trumpet, the sound of the shofar. So we're going to release a shout in just a moment. So I want to go back into this Yeshua. Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Yeshua. And in a few moments, we're going to shout. But I want to sing Yeshua. Sing that part.
Yeshua.
Yeshua. Rap, 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 Спасибо за твое присутствие здесь. Thank you for your glory.
Спасибо за твою славу.
I love your glory.
Люблю твою славу.
Love your glory.
Люблю твою славу.
The scripture says.
Писание говорит.
Oh, how I love your presence.
Я люблю твое присутствие.
I love your presence.
Люблю твое присутствие.
It's the place your glory dwells.
То место, где пребывает слава твоя.
Your presence, Lord.
Твое место.
Your glory,
твоя
Jesus.
Твоя слава здесь.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. Just lift your hands. Raise your hands into the cloud. Stick your hands into the cloud. There's transformation. There's healing. There's deliverance. Touch His presence. Touch His presence. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, freedom, 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 freedom.
Там свобода, там свобода, свобода.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, you're not just standing in the, on the earth, but you're standing in heaven. You're standing in the presence. You're standing with the King. You're standing with Jesus. You're standing in the realm of angels. There's not a devil in hell that can follow you here. In the presence of the Lord. It's a hiding place. It's a secret place. The Most High. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness. There is fullness in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness. Fullness in the presence of the Lord. Let your glory come, Lord. Let your glory come. Let your glory come. Woo! Ha 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 ha!
Наполни мою чашу.
Fill it up, Lord.
Наполни ее, Господь.
Let me be an overflow.
Да будет открытый
поток. Overflow my cup. Let it run over, God. Spill
it
with living water.
Живой водой.
Streams of miracles.
Потоки чудес.
I have a river.
Река.
Of life.
Жизни.
Flowing out of me.
Которая будет происходить.
It makes the lame to walk.
И хромые ходят.
And the blind to see.
И слепые видят.
It opens prison doors.
Открывает двери.
And sets the captive free.
Освобождает пленённых.
I have a river of life.
Река жизни.
A river of life.
Река жизни.
Flowing.
Которая проистекает.
Out of me.
Меня.
So fill my cup.
Наполни мою чашу.
I lift it up.
Наполни и подними.
Some of you just need to overflow. You need the river of God to fill you up. And it's not about shaking. It's not about laying on the floor. It's about being filled with God. It's about being filled with the fullness of God. So fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up. Hearing the name Olga. Olga. Is there an Olga?
Olga.
Olga. Where's Olga?
Olga.
There are Olgas. Here's Olga. Olga. You're Olga.
Olga.
You're Olga.
Olga.
You're Olga. Come stand here.
Thank
you. Both of you, come stand right here.
Olga,
just don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Something's happening right now.
Что-то происходит.
Something's happening right now.
Происходит.
I need a couple of ushers here.
Пожалуйста, несколько ушеров, подойдите сюда.
Lift your hands up. Olga, you're Olga. You're Olga.
You're Olga.
Three Olgas.
Three Olga.
Just look, raise your hands up real quick.
Поднимите ваши руки, Господи.
We've got a couple of people here. We've got a couple of ushers here.
Здесь есть ушеры.
I'm going to be ministering to some people, so I need to have ushers right there.
Ушеры были рядом.
Lift your hands up, Olga.
Поднимите ваши руки, пожалуйста.
Raise them up, Olga.
Поднимите их высоко, Ольга.
Oh, I didn't realize there were three Olgas. They're standing
three
right
Olga stand
here. The name Olga. I'm not sure which Olga this is.
Я даже не знаю, какой Ольге ты обращаешься.
Olga V.
Olga V.
One of what's your last name?
Как ваша фамилия?
I'm not sure. Why raise your hands up?
Поднимите ваши руки.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for the Olgas.
Спасибо, Господь, за Олю.
Lord, bless them.
Благослови, Господь.
Lord, bless everyone here today.
Благослови каждого сегодня.
Lord, we feel your presence.
Господь, наполни.
I see miracles.
Я вижу чудеса.
I see the miraculous.
Вижу чудеса.
I see heaven.
Вижу небеса.
I see the angelic realm.
Вижу ангела, сферу ангела.
Feel the glory of God.
Славу, Господь.
God, thank you for these three.
Спасибо, Господь, за эти
thank
три.
You for Olga.
Спасибо за
Lord, bless them now.
Благослови их сейчас.
In Jesus' name.
Во имя Иисуса.
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 Is there an Igor? Is there an Igor? One of you have an Igor?
У кого Игорь? Может, Игорь?
An Igor?
Игорь?
Lord, bless. Hallelujah. Just release this new place for Olga in Jesus' name. Just release this new place for Olga in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, this new place for Olga. Igor. Igor. Where's Igor? There's an Igor. Huh? Maybe is there an Igor here? Is there Igor? Maybe online.
Может быть там где-то за.
Hallelujah, Lord bless.
Который смотрит нас онлайн.
Let's do this. Let's stay focused. Here. Want you one more time? Raise your hands.
Поднимите еще раз ваши руки.
Lift your hands up.
Поднимите ваши руки.
Lift your hands into the cloud.
Ваши руки к небесам.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Спасибо, Иисус.
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 Lord, we love your presence. Jesus, we love your presence. Father, we love your presence. Holy Spirit, we love your presence. We love your glory, Lord. Lord, transform us. Change us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Declare right now in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Father, I want to thank you for revival. I want to thank you for pouring out the spirit of revival in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm going to preach. I'm going to share. So you can find we're gonna do impartation in a little bit.
Мы будем потом дальше делать передачу.
But I'm gonna bring the word of the Lord.
Но я хочу слово Господне донести.
For this region.
Слово Господне для этого региона.
I appreciate the worship.
Я очень ценю поклонение.
I appreciate the worship.
Очень ценю поклонение.
Do you appreciate the worship? I do.
Вы цените поклонение вам?
First of all, it's good to be here with you.
Прежде всего, так здорово быть с вами.
And glad to be here with Pastor Andre.
Я рад здесь быть с пастором Андреем.
Thank God for Pastor Andre.
Благодарю за Бога за пастора Андрея.
And Pastor Alex, thank you for
Alex,
for the invitation.
За приглашение.
And you know, I've come to come to love the Russian church.
Я приехал, чтобы помочь русской церкви.
Some of the greatest miracles I've seen.
Одни из самых больших чудес, которые я когда-либо видел.
Were miracles that happened at Pastor Andre's church.
Были чудеса, которые происходили в церкви пастора Андрея.
We've seen a lot of miracles.
Мы множество чудес видели.
A lot of miracles.
Множество чудес.
We've seen, you know, many things.
Мы множество различных вещей видели.
And Pastor Andre was talking about that yesterday.
И пастор Андрей немножко говорил об этом вчера.
And we'll see what the Lord does.
И мы увидим, что же Господь будет делать.
The key,
ключ,
to seeing the glory of God,
ключ к тому, чтобы увидеть славу Божию, заключается в том, чтобы иметь веру.
Believing.
Верование.
Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to those who believe.
Для тех, кто верит.
All things are possible.
Все возможно.
And we've seen many miracles.
Мы видели множество
Can I get
чудес.
Just a little bit more on this? I'm going to turn this up just a little.
Пожалуйста, немножко.
Many miracles.
Множество чудес.
You know, we have a signs and wonders ministry.
У нас есть служение знамений чудес.
That's, you know, I don't preach signs and wonders.
И вы знаете, я не проповедую знамения и чудеса.
Mark 16:17 says.
Евангелие от Марка 16:17 говорит.
These attesting signs follow them that
believe. Эти знамения будут следовать за ними, за теми, кто верит.
Signs and wonders follow them that believe.
Знамения будут следовать за теми, кто верит.
You believe that?
Вы верите в это?
That's good.
Это хорошо.
And I often wondered why so many miracles happened in the church.
Я очень часто думаю, почему так много чудес происходит в церкви.
The scripture says signs are for the non-believer.
Знамения для неверующих.
God would do crazy miracles in the church.
Бог может сделать какие-то очень такие, ну, изумительные чудеса в церкви.
Because the churches were so filled with non-believers.
Потому что церковь может быть наполнена с таким количеством неверующих,
they just don't believe.
Которые просто не верят.
But signs are for believers.
Но знамения они для неверующих.
Rather for non-believers.
Знамения они для неверующих.
And it's time for us to believe.
И для нас пришло время верить.
So anyways,
поэтому
we've seen Mary stand up.
Мария, встань,
it's a good friend, Mary.
Хорошая наша Mary Monica. Друг, Мария.
Say hi to Mary.
Скажите привет, Мария.
I've known Mary since I was 16 years old.
Наверное, мне 16 лет было, вот с того времени я Марию знаю.
We've seen some wonderful miracles. Water turned to wine, manna.
Прекрасные чудеса, когда вода в вино превращается.
How many believe that God still turns water to wine?
Кто из вас верит до сих пор, что Бог способен превратить воду в вино?
He does.
Он это делает.
He may just turn some of you into wine today.
Может быть, и вас кого-то сделать так, чтобы вы превратились в вино.
Maybe a little bit of oil.
Немножко быть помазание придет, масло.
We'll see what happens.
Мы увидим, что произойдет.
But I have a word that I want to share.
Но у меня есть слово, которым я хотел бы поделиться.
Tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about revival.
Сегодня я хотел бы немножко поговорить о пробуждении.
And what I believe is happening and coming to the Minneapolis-St. Paul region.
Я то, что верю, что придет или происходит сейчас в Винсенте в этом регионе.
But I want to say to you today.
Я хочу вам сказать сегодня.
That you're pregnant.
Что вы беременны.
You're pregnant.
Вы беременны.
And God's going to do some amazing things in the Twin Cities.
Будет делать удивительные чудеса в Twin Cities.
You're pregnant today.
Вы беременны сегодня.
You're pregnant with promise.
Беременны обетованием.
You're pregnant with purpose.
Беременны целью.
And God's going to reveal Himself.
И Бог, Он откроет себя.
In a brand new way.
Он откроет себя абсолютно новым образом. Вы верите в это?
Do you believe that?
Вы верите в это?
And shout.
Тогда кривоцеликните.
God's going to reveal Himself to you in a brand new way. And it's time for America.
И это время для Америки.
I was involved in Australia just in revival.
Я был еще недавно в Австралии в пробуждении.
I was there for quite a while.
Довольно-таки долгий промежуток времени там был.
And we saw some amazing things take place.
И мы видели какие удивительные чудеса происходили.
We saw a resurrection from the dead.
Мы видели воскрешение из мертвых.
We saw Parkinson's disease completely healed.
Мы видели, когда полностью люди были исцеляемы от болезни Паркинсона.
Deaf, blind, the deaf,
да, глухие, слепые.
Blind see, the deaf hear, tumors falling off. Something sovereign taking place.
Что-то суверенное происходит.
And I want to talk about this sovereign move.
Я хочу поговорить о суверенном
that
движении.
That I believe is coming to Minneapolis-St. Paul.
О суверенном движении, которое идет в Миннеаполис-Сент Пол.
And I believe it's already here.
Я верю, оно уже здесь.
You're already pregnant.
Вы уже беременны.
You're already pregnant.
Вы уже беременны.
And whenever there's a pregnancy,
и когда есть беременность,
there's a birthing.
Есть рождение.
So the Lord gave me
поэтому
a very clear word.
Господь дал мне весьма очень ясное слово.
He even had me wear my Twin Cities shirt.
Он даже мне я такую рубашку одел Twin Cities.
Says Twin Cities on the back.
Там сказано где-то здесь сзади Twin Cities.
And so I've got the shirt on.
Рубашка, это майка.
Turn the person next to you, say he's got the shirt.
Скажите, поверните человеку, у него майка это одета.
Come on.
Скажите это, да, пожалуйста.
He's got the shirt.
У него там майка одета.
Twin Cities shirt.
У него майка Twin Cities.
There's a reason I'm telling you that.
А есть причина, по которой я вам это говорю.
Now turn with me to the book of Genesis.
Откройте вместе со мной книгу Бытие.
Chapter 38.
Бытие 38 глава.
Ра-па-па-па. Genesis chapter 38.
Бытие 38 глава.
And what I'm going to do? Oh my goodness.
Что я хочу сделать?
Time is flying.
Время летит.
I'm going to share this word with you.
Я хочу поделиться с вами.
I'm going to prophesy over you. I'm going to prophesy over you.
Я буду пророчествовать над вами.
And I'm going to share this word with you.
Я поделюсь с вами этим словом.
And then we're going to do impartation today.
И затем мы будем сегодня заниматься передачей.
Tonight's going to be a miracle service.
И сегодня будет служение чудес.
5:00.
В 5:00.
Those that are watching by live stream.
Те, кто из вас смотрит онлайн.
There's going to be miracles that happen through live stream.
Хочу сказать, что чудеса будут происходить.
There's miracles that are happening right now through live stream.
Те чудеса, которые сейчас происходят, когда вы смотрите онлайн.
I thank God for the power of media.
Бога за эту силу.
I thank God for the power of television.
Благодарю Бога за силу телевидения.
Because you don't have to be in the room.
Потому что вам не обязательно даже присутствовать в комнате.
To release miracles.
Для того, чтобы вы были.
Those of you that are watching right now.
Те из вас, которые смотрят прямо сейчас.
Whether it's a pre-recorded broadcast.
Я не знаю, может быть это.
Whether it's live stream right now, you can draw on the power. You can draw on the atmosphere. You can draw on the spoken word. God will heal you right now. God will heal you right now. There's a woman that just heard me say that God healed someone of Parkinson's disease in Australia. And you're believing God for your healing right now. The tremors are leaving. The tremors are leaving. The Parkinson's disease is leaving. The tumors are leaving. In Jesus' name. And I'm seeing leprosy right now.
Проказу прямо сейчас.
Someone watching that
кто-то сейчас смотрит. У вас есть проказа.
And I'm going to pray the prayer that Jesus prayed.
Я молюсь этой молитвой Иисуса.
Right now I'm going to pray.
Прямо сейчас я буду молиться.
Be cleansed.
Будь очист.
In Jesus' name. Now, if miracles are happening through live
stream,
you need to contact Pastor Alex. And you need to tell what's going on.
There are many other things.
Well, we're going to leave that alone. But tonight, we're going to be releasing miracles. This afternoon, in this service, after I bring this word, it's going to be the prayer of impartation. How many want impartation? And the Lord's going to burn the church. He's
going to
burn us. He's going to set us on fire.
And that,
when that fire of the Holy Ghost comes, it brings transformation to the mind. It brings transformation to the physical body. And your spirit man is energized.
Ваше тело, когда умирает,
I firmly believe.
Я искренне верю в то, что
2
Коринфянам 5:17 сказано.
If any man be in Christ,
если любой человек, кто во Христе,
or any woman be in Christ,
неважно, если женщина во Христе,
any
любой человек,
Christ,
который во Христе,
they are a new
они являются новым творением.
They are a new creature.
Они новая тварь.
That's spirit,
это дух,
soul,
душа
and body.
И тело.
Christ touched your physical body. He will touch your soul, mind, emotions, and will. And he will touch your spirit man. When Christ comes into you, all three aspects of you are touched by God. But there is transformation that is necessary. Transformation in the mind. We have to fight the old nature. The old man is dead. But there are impulses there. But you're a new creation. A new creature. Christ is in you. And the scripture says, ignore. Put to death. And deaden those impulses. Because you have power in your body. You have power in your mind. And you have the power of the Holy Ghost. To put those things to death. We have a new nature. Turn to the person next to you.
Человек, который рядом с тобой,
say, you have a new nature.
Скажи ему, у тебя новая природа.
Скажи,
у тебя новая природа.
Turn to somebody else and say, I have a new nature.
Услышишь, что кто-то сказал, я
новая природа.
Ты новое творение во Христе.
Body, soul, and spirit.
Дух, душа и тело.
Аллилуйя. And I believe God's going to touch people.
Я верю, что Бог будет прикасаться к людям.
That fire is going to touch you this afternoon.
Огонь прикоснется сегодня.
Some of you are going to be instantly healed.
Из вас получит мгновенное исцеление.
By that fire. Some of you are going to be instantly touched in the soul by that fire.
And
miracles are going to happen. And tonight we're going to have a miracle service. But getting back to the word, you're pregnant. And this is what the Lord gave me.
И вот что Господь дал мне.
As I was praying,
когда я молился,
I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to bring?
Господь, что бы хотел, чтобы я донес?
To Minneapolis, Saint Paul.
Чтобы я донес Миннеаполис, Сент Пол.
Minneapolis, Saint Paul.
Миннеаполис, Сент Пол.
The twin cities.
Twin cities.
The Lord says you're going to have twins.
Господь говорит, у вас близнецы будут.
You're going to have twins.
У вас будут близнецы.
And I said, Lord, what do you mean they're going to have
говорю,
twins?
Господь,
he said, tell the twin cities.
Скажи, twin cities городам, близнецы,
he said, tell the twin
сказал,
cities
городам,
they're pregnant with twins. And I said, Lord, what do you mean?
Сказал, Господь,
and the Lord led me to
Господь
Genesis chapter 38. And here it is.
Вот
there was one of Jacob's sons.
Был один из сыновей Якова.
It was Judah.
Иуда.
Judah.
Иуда.
Judah.
Иуда.
Was one of the 12 patriarchs.
Он был один из этих 12 патриархов.
And I don't want to get into the whole circumstance. You can read Genesis chapter 38.
Вы сами можете прочесть Бытие
37
главу сами для себя.
But Judah,
но Иуда,
was fathering.
Он отец был.
Was married to Tamar.
Он был женат на Фамаре.
Tamar and Judah.
Фамарь и Иуда.
And if you look at
verse
27,
на стих 27,
Genesis chapter 38,
38 глава, 27 стих,
says this.
Сказано следующее.
Now when the time came for Tamar to deliver the child,
родов ее Фамаре оказалось,
it said, behold, there were twins in her womb.
Что близнецы в утробе ее.
Twins.
Близнецы.
They didn't know that there was twins.
Они не знали, что там
Back
были
then,
близнецы.
They didn't have ultrasound.
У них тогда не было УЗИ.
They didn't have ultrasound.
У них не было УЗИ тогда.
But when it time,
Но
came time for her,
время пришло родить,
the water broke,
когда воды прорвались,
and it became very evident
и стало весьма очевидно, что Фамар
was going to have twins.
А у нее будут близнецы.
Judah was the father.
Иуда был отцом.
Somebody say Judah.
Кто-нибудь скажите Иуда.
Judah was
Иуда
the father. And verse 27 says that the time came for her to deliver.
Пришло время ей рожать.
Verse 28 says,
28 стих говорит,
and when she was in labor,
и во время родов ее,
one baby put out its hand,
один ребенок показалась рука этого ребенка,
and the midwife
и взяла
took the baby's hand
бабка,
and put a scarlet thread around it.
Взяла и такую червленую нить навязала на руку этому ребенку.
So that they could tell which was the firstborn child.
Поэтому они могли бы сказать, кто же первый.
So you got the picture.
Поэтому вы можете себе это
the baby
представить,
was coming
да?
out.
Ребенок хотел выйти.
The baby's coming out.
Ребенок хотел
and
выйти.
And the baby's hand came out.
Рука там вышла.
And the midwife took a scarlet thread,
бабка,
put it around the baby's wrist,
руку,
so that they could tell which one was the firstborn.
Бы сказать, кто же первый из них родился.
Let's read on. And it says, verse 29,
29,
but he drew back his hand.
Но он возвратил руку свою.
The baby drew back his hand.
Ребенок возвратил руку
and
свою.
Behold, his brother was born
и
first.
Вышел брат его, то есть его брат родился первым.
And the midwife said,
и повивальная бабка сказала,
what a breaking forth you have made for yourself.
Как ты расторг себе преграду.
Therefore, his name was called Perez.
И наречено ему имя Фарес.
Which means breaking forth.
Что означает прорыв.
Now, I want to stop for just a moment.
Я хочу остановиться здесь на мгновение.
That child,
этот ребенок,
the child that had that hand wrapped with a scarlet thread around.
Ребенок, первый, которому повязали эту червленую нить.
That child had the privilege,
у этого ребенка была привилегия,
had the blessing,
у него было благословение,
had the first place,
у него было первое место,
of being born first.
Он мог, должен был родиться
and
первым.
And all of the rights and all of the privileges,
все права, все привилегии,
of being a firstborn son. But something took place. That child was coming out. And they recognized that child. Said that the baby withdrew.
And
pulled its hand back inside. And Perez, the other baby, he came forth in his place. I think what happened was, the baby was being born,
когда ребенок рожался,
Perez grabbed a hold of him,
Perez, скорее всего, ухватился
and yanked him back in,
и затащил его
said, you're not going to steal my blessing,
сказал, ты мое благословение не украдешь,
and was born first.
И первым родился.
Now, I can't prove that.
Я доказать, конечно, этого не могу.
But
но
it sure preaches good.
Но проповеди классно звучит, да?
But I was asking the Lord about this. And the Lord said,
Jeff,
there are many that have been crying out for revival. There are many that have been crying out for God to move. And they've been on the forefront.
И они где-то там, на передней границе.
In a lot of ways, they're praying and they're birthing.
И множество людей, они хотят...
They're saying, God, send us revival.
Бог,
God, begin to move in our city.
Бог, начни
do something amazing, God.
Сделать что-то удивительное,
and they're the ones that stick their hand out first.
И потом руку они протягивают
and the Lord marks them.
А Господь, Он помечает.
But because it's not popular,
из-за того, что это не
and because
популярно,
something happens,
или из-за того, что
and they become fearful,
или они начинают
or
бояться,
whatever the circumstance,
неважно, какие
they withdraw their hand.
Они свою руку назад затаскивают.
They withdraw themselves.
Они себя назад.
And when they withdraw themselves,
когда они себя уводят,
they remove themselves from all of the blessings.
Они уводят себя.
They remove themselves from all of the first fruits.
Убирают себя.
All of the blessings of being the firstborn.
От всех благословений, которые бы они получили, если бы
And Perez is born.
И рождается.
And Perez comes out first.
Перес, он выходит первым.
And the Lord said, Jeff,
и Господь сказал,
tell them,
Джефф, скажи им,
you're pregnant.
Вы беременны.
There's a, this birthing is happening.
Рождение происходит.
происходит.
This birthing is taking place.
Рождение происходит.
And the Lord said, Jeff, tell them.
И Господь сказал, Джефф,
don't
скажи,
shrink back.
Не уходите назад.
Do not pull back.
Не уходите назад.
Now is a season to push forward.
Сейчас пришло время.
When it seems like you're being persecuted,
если тебе кажется,
when it seems like things are happening,
now
is not the time to pull back.
Сейчас время отступать назад.
Now is not the time to withdraw.
Сейчас то время, когда вы
Now is the time to press through.
Сейчас то время, когда вы должны пройти вперед.
And if you look at Micah, the book of Micah chapter 2, verse
13,
it says that it talks about the God of the breakthrough.
Говорится о Боге прорыва.
Baal-perazim, which means God of the breakthrough.
Бог прорыва.
It says that the Lord breaks through amongst them like an arrow. The Lord is the head. He's the head of the spear. And the Lord breaks through in front of us. He's the breaker anointing. He's king of the breakthrough. He's the tip of the spear that penetrates the body of Goliath. Somebody say amen. So the tip of the spear goes into the giant of human obstacle. Woo! And the spear goes in first. And the shaft comes behind. The shaft is the body of Christ. The shaft of the spear is the body. Christ is the head. And the head and the body pierce the head or pierce the heart of Goliath. And the Lord says, now is not a time to be afraid. Now is not the time to be intimidated by Goliath. Now is the time to break out.
Время, чтобы вы
если
вы отойдете назад,
you're not receive the blessing
вы не получите благословение Божие.
Irregardless of what it looks like,
неважно, каково бы
and I'm preaching to myself right now.
Я прямо сейчас проповедую.
Irregardless of what it looks like,
несмотря на то, каково
punch through.
Протолкнись вперед.
Baal-perazim. So,
итак,
this firstborn child stuck his hand out. Had the scarlet thread put around it. At the time when birthing was taking place, he withdrew his hand. Pulled it back in. And the second child was born. First. And the midwife said, what a mighty breaking forth that this child did. And they called that child Perez, which means breakthrough. Somebody say breakthrough. Perez. Breakthrough. And afterwards, verse 30 says, his brother, who had the scarlet thread on his hand, was named Zerah. Now, Zerah means scarlet. This child should have been the firstborn, but wasn't. Zerah also means rising.
Подъем.
Zerah means to rise up.
Означает подъем, восхождение.
And the Lord said, Jeff,
и Господь сказал, Джефф,
this is what I want you to bring this
morning. Вот что я хочу, чтобы ты сегодня пополудни утром сказал.
He said, I want you to tell the Twin Cities.
Я хочу, чтобы ты сказал Twin Cities.
I want you to tell them that they're pregnant with twins.
Я хочу, чтобы ты сказал, что они беременны близнецами.
And what I'm going to do
что я хочу сделать,
is in this season of birthing,
что в этот период, в это время рождения, Господь говорит,
the Lord says, tell them not to shrink back.
Господь говорит им прямо сейчас, не уходите, не уменьшайтесь, но продвигайтесь вперед, продвигайтесь вперед, совершите этот прорыв.
To not be afraid by the intimidating giants.
Не бойтесь этих великанов.
Don't be afraid by the voice of religion.
Не бойтесь голоса религии.
Don't be afraid by the voice of opposition.
Не бойтесь голоса оппозиции.
Press through.
Но протолкнитесь.
Break through.
Прорыв совершите вперед. Дальше вперед
протолкнитесь. And the Lord said, I will be with them.
Господь говорит, я буду с ними.
He said, tell them, Jeff.
Он сказал, скажи им, Джефф.
That twins are being delivered.
Что близнецы, они освобождаются, они рождаются.
In the twin cities.
В городе, где близнецы,
twins are being born.
Рождаются близнецы.
Now the father.
Теперь отец.
His name was Judah.
Отца-то звали Иуда.
Judah.
Иуда.
Means praise.
Означает хвала.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Judah means praise. Означает хвала. Jesus Christ.
Иисус Христос.
In Revelation chapter 5:5.
Пятой главе пятый стих.
He is known as the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Иудина.
Judah.
Иудина.
Judah is praise.
Иуда это хвала.
Judah is giving birth.
Иуда он рождает.
Praise is giving birth.
Хвала дает рождение.
The twins.
Близнецы.
The Lord says, "You tell them, Jeff,
мне, Jeff,
that they need to come into a new place.
Необходимо перейти на новое
место. To rise up in praise.
Чтобы они поднялись в хвале.
That this is the city of praise.
Это город хвалы.
And that these are a people of praise.
Это все люди хвалы.
And Judah,
Иуда,
praise is giving
Иуда,
giving birth.
Хвала,
to twins.
Рождение, рождение близнецам.
That praise will be a number one, Perez.
Это Парез.
It will be a breakthrough.
Это будет прорыв.
And Zerah.
И Зара.
Which means rising.
Что означает восхождение.
And as they begin to praise,
когда они начинают хвалить,
their breakthrough will begin to rise into my presence.
В моем присутствии.
So the twins that are being born in this city,
которые рождаются в этом городе,
that will give way to revival,
они дадут путь пробуждению.
It's going to be praise.
Это будет хвала.
That breaks through.
Прорыв.
And lifts the church.
Он поднимает церковь.
Into a new place.
Он поднимает церковь на
новое rising
место.
Breakthrough.
Когда поднимаются они в
прорыве. The Lord says, I'm lifting my church,
когда я поднимаю мою церковь,
I'm bringing my church,
я свою церковь,
I'm lifting them into new places in the glory of God,
место славы Божьей,
but they must come higher.
Но они должны прийти на новый уровень.
It's time to rise up higher.
Время, чтобы перейти выше.
It's time to soar into the glory of God.
Чтобы воспарить славу Божью.
It's time to come up higher,
для того, чтобы
and higher,
и выше,
and higher,
и выше,
into the presence of God,
Божью,
into the glory of God.
Славу Божью.
You can't live below.
Вы можете жить внизу,
and change of
a
region. We live from above.
Мы живем на высоте.
We are kings and priests.
Мы цари и священники.
We live from above.
Мы живем наверху.
We are a prophets and apostles.
Мы пророки и апостолы.
We are sons of the kingdom of God.
Мы сыновья и дочери царя
Божия. We live from above.
Мы живем сверху.
Our position is above.
Наша позиция наверху.
And we must rise up.
И мы должны войти.
It's time for the church to rise.
И пришло время, чтобы церковь вошла.
And that's what Isaiah 60 says.
It
says, rise and shine. Get up. Get up. Rise up and shine. That's what Isaiah 60 is all about. But for the twin cities, the Lord says, what the victory is going to be, I'm going to pour out my glory in my church, through my church. Now, just because you're a Christian,
только из-за того, что ты христианин,
I got to be careful here.
Нужно быть осторожным здесь.
But just because we call ourselves Christians, что мы называем сами себя христианами,
это не означает,
that we are overcomers.
Что мы являемся победителями.
You understand?
Вы понимаете?
Everybody's a Christian nowadays.
Все сейчас, все сейчас христиане в нашем мире. Ну, по имени, по названию.
But the Lord says, I'm going to pour out my glory.
А Господь говорит, я излью славу свою.
Upon my church.
И на свою церковь.
Upon my true church, I'm going to pour out my glory. I'm going to pour out miracles. I'm going to pour out the miraculous. And it's going to become very clear which ones are mine and which ones are not mine. Romans chapter 8 says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So what is the Son of God?
Итак, кто же Сын Божий?
Those that are led by the Spirit of God.
Это те, которые ведомы Духом Святым.
Those that are led by the Spirit of God.
Ведомы Духом Святым.
They are the sons of God.
Они являются сыновьями Божьими.
The Lord says, I'm going to pour out my glory.
Говорит, я свою славу излью.
Upon my church.
Я буду изливать свою славу на мою церковь.
And the twin cities will see it.
И города-близнецы, они увидят это.
People will see it.
Люди это увидят.
It'll be light in a dark place.
Это будет, когда свет будет пройдет в темноту.
And the Lord says, I'm not just pouring it out in the twin cities.
Я не просто это изливаю для города-близнецов.
I'm pouring it out in places where there's hunger.
Я буду изливать на те места, где есть
голод. I'm pouring out my glory.
Я буду изливать свою славу на мою церковь.
Through my church,
через мою церковь,
there's a birthing that's taking place.
Есть рождение, которое происходит сейчас.
And I'm going to release,
и я буду высвобождать,
my kingdom,
я буду высвобождать
my power,
мою силу,
in America,
в Америке,
in a brand new wave of revival.
Абсолютно новым образом пробуждения.
And it's not just America,
и это не просто будет для Америки,
it's the world.
Это во всем мире.
It's wherever there's hunger.
Где есть голод.
And the Lord says, I'm going to pour out my glory on one place,
я мою славу буду
because they're hungry and they're thirsty.
Они голодны, потому что они жаждут.
The Bible says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst.
Благословенны те люди.
люди, которые жаждут, ибо они будут насыщены.
But not all that call themselves Christians.
Но не все, которые называют себя христианами,
will receive my glory.
Получат мою славу.
Christian means
христианин означает
little Christ.
Он молодой Христос.
Christ means
Христос означает
anointed.
Помазанный.
We are little anointed ones.
Мы маленькие люди помазанные.
If we are truly Christian,
если мы на самом деле являемся христианами, то мы маленькие Христосы.
Little Christ,
мы маленькие Христосы.
Little anointed one,
маленькие помазанники.
Anointed one,
помазанные.
Which means the Spirit of God is upon us.
Дух Божий на нас.
And we do the same miracles. We look the same way Jesus did. And we even do greater than him. That's what Jesus prayed. John 14:12. The Lord says, I'm going to pour out my glory upon my church. I'm
going to
pour out miracles upon my church. I'm
going
to bring a reformation. I am bringing reformation. Which means a reforming. A reconstitution. I'm bringing my church higher. I'm lifting my church higher. So that they have clearer perspective, clearer revelation, so that they can know what their inheritance is. The Lord says, I'm going to pour out my glory, I'm
going
to pour out miracles upon my church, and the world will see it. The world will see it. Do you believe this? It's not going to happen on every church.
Это не будет происходить в каждой церкви.
But those that are mine, the Lord says.
Те, которые мои, Господь говорит.
Those that are mine.
Те, которые мои, Господь говорит.
Those that are born of the Spirit.
Те, которые рождены от Духа.
So.
Итак.
I want you to. I'm going to look at one scripture.
Хочу вместе с вами посмотреть на одно место Писания.
We're going to look at one scripture. Can I have the keyboard? Person, is she here? Yeah, come on up, sweetheart. Just to play behind me real lightly.
За клавишами.
I want you to turn to the book.
Откройте вместе со мной книгу.
A Revelation chapter.
Откройте книгу Откровения, глава.
3.
Откровение, глава 3.
If you've got your Bible, if not, you can just listen.
Если у вас есть с собой Библия, хорошо. Если нет, тогда слушайте и доверяйте мне.
I just got my book. I just have my Bible here.
Вот у меня это моя Библия, она здесь.
And I don't need to open it.
Мне даже не надо ее даже открывать ее, но я открою для некоторых.
My Bible's open.
Моя Библия открыта.
But Revelation chapter 3.
Но Откровение глава 3.
Says this.
Сказано следующее.
Starting at verse 20.
Начинается с стихе 20.
Jesus was ministering.
Иисус служил.
John was on the island of Patmos.
Он был на острове Патмос.
In Revelation chapter 1.
И Откровение глава.
And it says that.
Где сказано об этом?
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Где сказано, в день Господень я был в духе.
Just close your eyes for just a moment.
Закройте ваши глаза на мгновение.
I want you to listen to my voice.
Послушайте мой голос.
John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he saw a man.
It's
Jesus Christ. His eyes were flaming fire. Before him were the seven spirits burning. Which are the seven flames. The seven eyes of God. And Jesus was addressing the seven churches of Asia Minor. And above his head there was a living rainbow made out of emerald. John saw Christ. And this is what Jesus told John. He said many things to the seven churches. But when he got to the church of Laodicea, Laodicea means governed by the people. Or governed by the group. The Lord says, he rebuked the church of Laodicea.
Господь, он упрекнул этой церкви.
He said, you say you are rich.
Он сказал, ты говоришь, что ты богат.
He said, you say that you have need of nothing.
Он сказал, ты говоришь, что тебе ничего не нужно.
But the Lord said, I know your works.
Я знаю твои дела.
And you are lukewarm.
А ты теплый.
You say, I'm rich.
Ты говоришь, я богат.
But I say that you're poor and blind.
Я говорю, что ты жалок и нищий, слеп.
Now this is not what the Lord is saying to you.
Господь это не говорит вам.
But Jesus counseled Laodicea to buy from him gold, tested by fire. Today God's going to touch some of you with fire. He's going to touch all of you by fire today. And the Lord told, Jesus Christ told John,
He
said, I counsel you to buy from me
gold
that's been tested by fire, and to anoint your eyes with salve, and to put on clean clothes. And Jesus told this to John. He said, behold, he said, I stand at the door and I knock. If you hear and listen to my voice and you open the door, I will come into you and I will eat with you.
И буду вечерить с ним.
I will fellowship with you.
Буду иметь общение с тобой.
And you will eat with me.
А ты будешь кушать со мной.
And you will fellowship with me.
И ты будешь иметь общение со мной.
And then Jesus said this.
А затем Иисус сказал следующее.
Jesus said this.
Иисус сказал следующее.
He said, "He who overcomes,
тот, кто побеждает,
and is victorious,
и тот, кто победитель,
I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne."
Дам сесть со мною на престоле моем.
As I overcame,
как и я победил,
and sat down beside my Father on His throne.
И сел с отцом моим на престоле Его.
Now look at me for just a moment.
Смотрите на меня на мгновение.
Jesus was saying this.
Иисус говорит следующее.
Listen, Church of Laodicea.
Послушай, церковь Лаодикия.
He said, "Listen to me."
Я послушай меня.
I'm standing at the door knocking.
Я стою у двери и стучу.
I'm knocking at the Church of America.
Я стучу в дверь.
I'm knocking on the door of America.
Я стучу в дверь Америки.
I'm knocking at the door to the American Church.
Я стучу в церковь двери американской.
And he said, if you will open that door,
я сказал, если ты откроешь,
only you can open it.
Только ты можешь
ее
открыть. Если ты откроешь дверь,
I will come into you,
я приду к тебе.
And I will possess you.
И я буду владеть тобой.
You will come into me,
ты придешь ко мне.
And you will possess me.
Ты будешь во мне.
We will possess the Lord,
мы будем Господем.
And everything that's His,
и все, что в Нем.
And He will possess us,
и Он будет в нас.
And all that we are,
и все, что мы есть.
And the Lord said, then you will eat from me.
Господь говорит, ты будешь кушать.
You eat from me.
Будешь кушать со мной.
You drink from me.
Ты будешь пить.
You live in me. I live in you.
Я буду жить в тебе.
He said this.
Он сказал следующее.
To him who overcomes.
Тому, кто побеждает.
What is overcoming?
А кто побеждает?
What is overcoming?
Кто побеждает?
Overcoming is this.
Побеждает. Вот что в чем победа заключается.
Those that find their life in Christ.
Те, которые находят свою жизнь во Христе.
Those that have denied themselves.
Те, которые отвергли себя.
Those that have said, I've overcome this life.
Те, которые сказали, я победил.
I overcome
жизнь.
All that this life gives me.
Я победил все то, что жизнь мне предлагает.
I overcome the devil.
Я победил сатану.
I overcome my own selfish ambition.
Я победил свои собственные грехи.
I overcome my own life.
Я победил свою жизнь.
I realize that my riches
я
are in you, Jesus Christ. And I give myself to you.
Я даю себя
I'm yours,
тебе.
Lord.
Я твой
That's
Господь.
What an overcomer is.
Вот что означает победитель.
Jesus said, if you open that door, I will come into you. You will come into me. And you will be an overcomer. You will have overcome this life. Overcome this world. That's what an overcomer is.
Вот что победитель.
The very next thing he said was, to him who overcomes,
тому, кто побеждает,
I will grant for him to come and sit with me on my throne.
Я дам ему возможность прийти и сесть со мной на троне.
That's not when we go to heaven.
Это не то, когда мы с вами на небеса попадем.
That's not when we go to heaven.
Это не то, когда мы с вами на небеса попадем.
That's in this life.
Это в этой жизни это говорит.
To him who overcomes,
кто побеждает,
his own life.
Своей жизни.
To him who overcomes,
тому, кто побеждает,
his world's goods.
Его мирские,
to him who overcomes,
те, кто побеждает,
their own reputation,
свою собственную репутацию,
their own being rich and full of themselves.
Может быть, они живут богаты только для самого себя.
To him who overcomes,
те, кто побеждает,
and is victorious,
и он победоносен,
I will grant for him to sit with me on my throne.
Я дам ему возможность сидеть со мной на троне.
Even as I overcame,
когда я, как и я победил,
and sat down with my Father on His throne,
я сел с отцом на Его троне.
So let me ask you a question.
Поэтому позволь мне задать тебе вопрос.
Where are we seated now?
Где мы сейчас с вами сидим?
We're seated.
Где мы посажены?
On the throne.
Мы посажены на троне.
With Jesus.
С Иисусом.
Right now.
Прямо сейчас.
If you have given your life to Christ, we are seated above. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let religion lie to you. You have joint seating with Christ. You open the door to your life. You open the door of your heart. You open the door to the Lord. And you're having fellowship with Him. You're seated with Him on the throne. That's where you live. That's where we're seated. We rule from that place. It's not just after we die. We need power now. We need the glory of God now. We need to manifest the kingdom now. Jesus said, if you've overcome life, you are already seated with me in the heavenly realm. You're seated with me on my throne. Just like I overcame in this life, and I've sat down on my Father's throne. He said, where I am, you will be. Where you are, I will be. The Father and I and the Holy Spirit, all of us together, we will be one. Not just in heaven, but on the earth now. Power, revelation, authority, miracles. People freak out because feathers start coming down in meetings. And they freak out because signs and wonders start breaking out. That's normal. If we're connected with the throne, that's normal. That's normal behavior. Supernatural oil. Stones. You know that the gates in heaven are made out of pearls? If I'm connected with that place, and the Lord is with me and I'm with Him, if I'm connected in that place, and I live in that place, do you realize that the city, the foundation, is made out of emerald, sapphire, diamonds, chrysolite? The streets are gold. That's where we live. That's where we're seated. That's where we're seated. We're seated in heavenly places. Feathers, they're just signs. Miracles. They're an evidence that something supernatural above the natural is breaking out into our realm. It's normal behavior for an overcomer. And the Lord wants you to know that you are pregnant. And that you're giving birth to breakthrough that rises, to twins, breakthrough that lifts the church, lifts us into the place of ruling and reigning with Him. Today, some of you are going to get touched by that fire. All of you are going to get touched by that fire. God's going to touch you with that fire. It's going to touch your mind. It's going to touch your soul. It's going to touch your spirit. It's going to lift you into a new place. We're going to do that in just a few moments. We've been getting a lot of diamonds lately. They just come. We've been getting a lot of feathers. Supernatural oil. The fragrances will break out into the room. Along with the miracles. Along with the healings. Along with resurrection from the dead. Listen, they're all signs. And people begin to wonder. Because we try to figure things out. We try to understand everything with our mind. Listen, if you can figure God out with your mind, your God's too small. It's way too small. It says, a testing signs follow them that believe. Doesn't mean we have to understand it. Jesus said, blessed are those that are not offended in me when I come. Don't be offended in me.
Не будь обескуражен, не будь.
When I begin to show up.
Когда я, когда Бог
When I begin to do things.
Когда Бог начинает делать.
You don't have to understand.
Не обязательно понимать.
You don't need a chapter and a verse.
Тебе не нужно стихи.
You just don't need it. When Jesus showed up, he did amazing things that were never recorded in the Scripture. Most, as a matter of fact, most of the things he did were never recorded. So that we would believe. He did amazing miracles. You know, he had Peter pull coins out of fish's mouths. I haven't seen that ministry functioning in the church. Come on. You know, how about the good old fashioned spit and healing and open blind eyes?
Jesus did that.
It was just he was obeying the Holy Ghost. And if we're to be like him, we're to obey the Spirit of God. And we're going to do things. We're going to do miracles. We're going to see miracles happen that Jesus never did.
Которые Иисус никогда даже не делал.
I've seen miracles that aren't recorded in Scripture.
Я видел те чудеса, которые не записаны в Писании.
I've seen people's eyes turn color.
Я видел, как у людей менялся цвет радужки глаз.
One woman came into a meeting.
Одна женщина пришла на собрание.
She even had on her license plate.
У нее там на
brown eyes.
На водительские права.
She asked the Lord for green eyes.
Карие глаза.
She wanted green eyes.
Зеленые глаза.
And in the meeting that night,
she
came up. I had a word of knowledge that eyes were changing from brown to green.
Чьи-то глаза с карих на зеленые меня.
Her eyes turned green.
Ее глаз
green.
На ярко-зеленый.
I didn't know the difference. She was just coming up to testify.
Она просто вышла и сказала свидетельство.
She said, my eyes are green.
Глаза у меня.
I said, well, hallelujah. That's great.
Аллилуйя.
She said, no, but you don't understand.
Говорит, ты не понимаешь.
My eyes were brown.
У меня глаза были карие.
She said, I even have it on my license plate, brown eyes.
Вот водительские права написано карие.
Because that's what her dad called her, brown eyes. Her eyes were bright green.
У нее были ярко-зеленые.
You've seen gray hair, turned back colors, to the natural color. You've seen supernatural weight loss. 40 pounds just drop off, boom. Supernatural weight just gone. You've seen all kinds of miracles, metal pins and rods and plates. You see, it doesn't matter. None of those, I never read about any of that in the Scripture. That's all new stuff. And God wants to do greater stuff. Because it really is Jesus doing the miracles. It's Jesus doing the miracles. But it's also me doing the miracles. And you doing the miracles. We're his family. He wants us to do the miracle. He wants us to partner with him to do the miracle. And I'm telling you, there's a world out there. They're looking for the God that answers by fire. The world is really looking for Jesus Christ. But they haven't rightly seen Jesus Christ in the face of the church. Because there's no power. There's no miracles. There's no miraculous. And they're really looking for him. In Australia, we had the Mormons come in.
Mormon пришел.
The New Agers. The Satanists came in. I invited them in. Come on,
I
invited the Satanists and the New Agers. I acknowledge them. They don't bother me. Religious people bother me.
Религиозники меня беспокоят.
But Satanists don't bother me.
Сатанисты меня не беспокоят.
Because they're coming to see what kind of power you got.
Они приходят, чтобы
They're coming to see what you're all about.
Они хотят увидеть, в чем суть.
They heard about the miracles.
Они слышали о чудесах.
They heard about the signs and the wonders. They're just coming to check out what power source it is. But when they walk into the building, they were confronted with the love of God. They were confronted with the glory of God. We had Buddhists in the meetings. And they said, I've never felt this before. But this has got to be God. I've never felt this presence before. I'm feeling the love of God. This has got to be God. You know what God did?
И знаете, что Бог делал?
The winds would break out. People that needed a miracle.
Чудеса.
It's like a wind would wrap around their body.
Вокруг их тела.
Their body would heat up.
Ветер,
their body would cool down.
оно охлаждалось,
and they would, they'd be healed.
Они получали исцеление.
I didn't lay hands on anybody.
Я даже руки никого
the
не
поставил. And I'll tell you what happened.
Я хочу сказать, что происходило.
God would heal the Buddhists.
Бог исцелял буддистов.
He would heal the New Agers.
Он исцелял людей из New Agers.
He would touch the Satanists.
Он прикасался к сатанистам.
Because God loves them.
Потому что Бог любит
их. Jesus loves them.
Иисус любит
их. He loves them. They're just deceived.
Они просто обманули.
They're really looking for God.
Они ищут Бога.
But they just never saw God before.
Они никогда не видели раньше Бога.
The Lord would heal them.
Господь исцелял их.
They would come up and testify.
Они приходили и свидетельствовали.
And then they gave their lives to Christ.
А затем они отдавали свою жизнь Христу.
That's called the goodness of God.
Это означает благость Божия.
And this city.
И этот город.
Twin cities.
Город близнецы. Twin cities.
You know, there is a lot of religion.
Есть еще много религий.
And I don't want to bash religion.
Я не хочу, но
I don't want to bash people.
Людей бить или религию бить.
There's a лot of well-intended people.
Хочу сказать, что есть множество людей, которые
that have never seen the power of God.
Но никогда не видели силу Божью.
There are some that have.
Есть некоторые, которые видели.
And they reject it.
И они отвергли ее.
Those are the ones I have a problem with.
Но вот с теми людьми у меня проблема.
There are many, many people.
Есть множество людей.
Sitting in many, many churches.
Которые сидят во многих, многих церквях.
Sitting under doctrine that paralyzes them to just be good Christians. They're looking for God. They're looking for reality. They're looking for the God that answers by power with fire. And I believe that the Lord is going to lift the church. The Lord is going to lift us. Breakthrough that lifts us into the glory of His presence. He's going to remove the blinders off of the church. He's going to remove the blindfold off the church so that we can see,
we
can know, we really understand whose we are and where we are seated. And then He's going to demonstrate His power, demonstrate His glory through the church. And they'll come. The Buddhists will come. The New Agers will come.
Люди из New Age придут.
I say, let them come.
Я говорю, да пускай приходят.
They're hungry. Let the hungry come.
Жаждущие.
Let all that hunger and thirst. Let them come.
Те, которые жаждут,
let them see the power of God. Let them see the glory of God. Let them be touched by God.
Пускай Бог прикоснется к ним.
It's not going to be pretty.
Не будет, я думаю,
it's not going to be nice and neat.
Я не думаю, что все будет
такое. Bodies flopping on the floor all over the place.
Люди могут падать.
People spitting and puking all over the carpet.
Люди могут их тошнить.
Devils coming out.
Дьявол, сатана будет.
It's going to get messy.
Будет грязно.
But I tell you what.
Но хочу вам сказать,
Jesus is going to touch them.
Что Иисус прикоснется к ним.
Jesus is going to heal them.
Иисус исцелит их.
And the world is looking.
И мир он ищет.
For the church.
Он ищет, он
start demonstrating.
Чтобы церковь начала демонстрировать. Но мы должны быть подняты.
We need to be lifted into that place.
Нам необходимо быть подняты на все места.
So the Lord said, Jeff.
Поэтому Господь сказал, Джефф,
tell them.
Скажи им.
They're giving birth to twins.
Скажи им, они рождают близнецов.
You're in your first trimester.
Это ваш первый триместр.
You're in your first trimester.
Ваш первый триместр.
It's already happening.
Он уже происходит.
You're already pregnant.
Вы уже беременны.
You're past the point of abortion.
Вы уже прошли тот
путь, когда
можно
аборт сделать.
Вы уже не можете потерять ребенка.
You're not going to lose the baby.
Вы не можете.
But the Lord is watching over the child.
Господь он наблюдает.
The Lord is watching over the pregnancy.
Господь наблюдает за беременностью.
And the time is coming.
И время придет.
Where you're going to give birth.
Время придет, когда вы
родите. Tonight I'm going to talk about.
И сегодня вечером я буду говорить.
About two cities.
Буду говорить о двух городах.
Which is the twin cities.
Города
близнецы. And I'm going to talk about Revival Highway.
Хочу говорить о дороге.
There are two highways.
Есть две дороги.
In the twin cities.
Два хайвея.
And I'm going to talk about that tonight.
Две магистрали в twin cities.
Just real briefly.
Очень кратко.
And then we're going to go into a miracle service.
А затем мы с вами перейдем к
служению. So what I want to do right now.
Исцеление чудес. Что я хочу сделать
сейчас? We're not going to go long.
Мы не будем долго продолжать.
But I want to lay hands on everybody. For an impartation.
Будем возлагать руки для передачи.
And I'm going to ask you to stand with me.
Хочу, чтобы вы сейчас встали вместе со мной.
This is what I'd like to do. I want to worship again. Can we have the team here or
no? Команда здесь? Она тут?
Can we? Yeah. Is this a song that you got? Oops. Is this a song? Okay. I want to worship for just a few moments. And then I'm going to do impartation.
want to invite you to come. Just come to the front. That's good. Step into that new place. Maybe leave that back row lights on if you would. That'd be great. That back row. That's good. I don't want to be offended. I don't want to be offended. Father, thank you. Lord, thank you for fresh fire. Father, I pray for the spirit of breakthrough. I pray for breakthrough. Perez. Breakthrough. That will lift us into a new place. Lift us into your glory. Lift us higher, Lord. That we will understand where we live. Where we're seated with you. Lord, break off every stronghold. Break off the wrong thinking. Break it all off now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord's going to touch you real quick. So we're going to sing again. We're going to sing again. And the Lord's going to touch you with fresh fire. He's going to baptize you with fire. Your hands up for just a moment. If you're on the ground, stay there. Just lift your hands up for a moment. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you. Father, I want to thank you for your presence. Lift us, Lord, into the place of seeing, knowing. Lift us, Lord, into the throne room. Lift us, Lord, into your presence. Cause us to understand. Cause us to see our place of seating with you, Jesus. Lift us, Lord. Say, lift me, Lord. Lift me, Lord. Lift us, Lord, into your presence. In the name of Jesus. Lift us into your presence. Lift us into your glory. Fill us with fresh power. Fill us with fresh fire. Fill us with fresh revelation. With fresh flow from heaven. Fill us, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 We're going to move into at 5 o'clock in a few hours.
Just
going to take a few a short break.
Небольшой этот краткий перерыв
будет. I'm going to bring a B part of the word.
И придет вторая часть.
Twin cities.
Oh, Twin Cities.
But listen,
послушайте.
You're already pregnant.
Вы уже беременны.
This is already happening.
Это уже происходит.
Do you believe that?
Вы верите?
It's already happening. So tonight we're going to move into a new place. And we're going to go for miracles tonight. For the miraculous realm.
Super.
Подари Иисусу аплодисменты.
Give the applause to Jesus.
Садитесь потихоньку. Если с тобой что-то происходит,
something is happening.
Научись это держать.
And try to learn how to preserve it.
Ты можешь это фиксировать.
You can fix it.
Держать.
It, hold it.
Чтобы оно не уходило.
And it will not let go from you.
А потом погружаться дальше.
And it will continue to.
Вот сейчас вот момент, учись, задержи это в себе.
In this moment, try to hold it.
Научись это.
Learn how to do it.
Тебе обязательно придется через эту школу пройти.
Because you need to go through this school again.
Не просто прыгать в помазание.
Not just to jump into the anointing.
А своего рода управлять.
But simply learn how to direct it.
Понимаете, это Вот сейчас держи то, что ты
hold fast
то состояние, которое ты переживаешь.
The state that you're experiencing.
Хорошо?
Okay?
Хорошо.
Хорошо.
Хорошо, сейчас будет пожертвование.
Right now we will collect the offering.
Два слова о пожертвовании.
Two words about the offering.
Знаете, я вот ненавижу, когда лишь бы говорят о пожертвовании.
I really don't want to speak much about it, you know, just
знаете,
about offering.
Знаете, есть реальная правда насчет финансов.
There is a real truth about finances.
Кто хочет умереть для этого мира?
Who wants to die for this world?
Если ты не умрешь для финансов, ты никогда не умрешь.
If you will not die for finances, you will never die.
Мы к этому миру не самые сильно привязаны финансами.
You know, there are people who are really tied to finances.
Кому доказать это в Библии?
You want me to prove it to you from the Bible?
Знаете, написано, что вот Бог упрекает просто, вы обокрали меня во всем.
God is simply saying that you have robbed me in everything.
А потом вопрос конкретно, а в чем Бог?
But then they ask God, what have you stolen from me?
Вы мне деньги не даете.
He said, "You don't give me tithing."
Послушай, Иисусу деньги не нужны.
Jesus doesn't need your money.
Ему нужно твое сердце.
He needs your heart.
Ну, давайте не врать себе.
But let's not lie to ourselves.
Написано, где серебро наше, там и сердце наше.
It says, where is our silver, then that's the place where our heart is too.
Слышал такие средства? Вот я, как Бог мне сказал, отвалить 100 штуки. Слушай, у меня все в жизни поменялось.
You know, it's a